All right. So hello, everybody, and welcome to our implementation slash coaching call, our first one for the Body Balance Program. And I'm super, super excited to have you here and to get to know you more. And I promise you, within a few calls, I'll get to know everybody. And we're going to have a great time together. And we have these calls once a month at the beginning of the month to review with you what to expect and what kind of things to work on over the month. And the second call that we'll have is what we call office hours. And you can just come in and ask questions. There's no formal anything. Ask questions. And for some of you who signed on early, you got a third call, which is an integration call with Lynn. And Lynn up there, for those of you who don't know Lynn, she's up in, well, she's on my corner, but Lynn DeBeer Johnson, and she may want to say a few words. She is my right-hand person, and she does you know, supports clients, and she's one of my certified practitioners, and I trust her to take care of you well. So that's broken down into groups of 20 or less. I think it might be 15. You should have all gotten invitations to sign up for a time. And if you haven't, please let us know, because you should have gotten invitations. You did. Yay!
No, I didn't.
Oh, you didn't? You didn't? Okay, no. Lynn. Those were scheduled to have gone out at the beginning of the week. I wrote them. You wrote them. We got it all together. We published it. So check that out. So we'll get those out at the beginning of next week. And the calls will happen at the end of the week. All right. And so, Lynn, if you wanted to say a few words and welcome the new folks who joined since the last one, go ahead. And who were on the last one?
Okay. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to getting to know everybody, whether it be through calls like this or through our integration calls. We're here for our own journeys, but we're also here as walkabout mates on our treks, as we learn more about each other, as we share more about each other and the things we discover. Because as you discover things about yourself, chances are that will help somebody else. So please feel free to share, whether it's on a call like this or on the small group calls or in the Facebook group, however it best fits your needs. And so, yeah. We're going to have a good time.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing that, because that reminds me to say that, you know, you come to the calls. People say, well, I didn't come to the call because I didn't have a question. So there may be answers for you, even if you didn't have the question, right? Because somebody else may have asked a question that you go, oh, that's a great question. That applies to me. And it may have occurred, that question might have occurred to you a week from then, but you get this stuff brewing. And we have people who come to these calls and they don't have questions, but they learn a tremendous amount. So I invite you to do that. What I want to do here is get started with showing you like what's up for this month. And I also want to show you, everybody's asking questions about supplements and questions about labs and what labs should I get. And I want to address that.
Can I share one more thing?
Yeah.
You made me think of something. Just even being here, even if you don't have a question or if you don't, you think you have anything to add, just being here and us seeing your face, sometimes that's all people need to see, and just know that they're in this community of people, diverse people, because many of us, like myself, are very isolated and alone in practicing these things that we're learning about. And so just seeing everybody here, I feel a part of something. And so I just wanted to put that out there.
Wonderful. Thank you. And I'll just add something a little more woo-woo. Who's not woo-woo here? So I don't want to offend anybody. Who's got a little bit of a woo-woo side to them? Like, you know, the spiritual, the, you know, all that kind of stuff. Yeah. You have it. Yeah. Yeah. And see, what I feel is when I'm on these calls, I'll have a plan. I always have a plan because I have this really well-developed left brain. But sometimes I start saying things that I wasn't planning to say, and I don't know why I'm saying them. I don't even know where they're coming from. And it's because I feel like it's the energy of the group that's giving me some inspiration that I know somebody on this call needs it. So that's another reason for being here, is because even though you're far away, I feel like when I see you and hear you, I can get really tuned in to what's going on for you and what you really need. So that said, let's go left brain now for a little bit, and let's talk about labs. And so everybody keeps asking, what lab should I get? What lab should I get? What lab should I get? And the labs, we've given you a document, and I'm going to go through it with you tonight. But here's the thing. I want to put this out there. If you're on a totally crap diet right now, or not a, such a good diet right now, I would hold and save your money until you start implementing the things that we're teaching you for maybe a month or two, then get your labs. Like, make it through most of module one before you get your labs. Because if you're on a bad diet, there's going to be a lot of stuff out of balance, right? But if you're on a bad diet and you start it now, and then you go through the things that we're teaching, and the labs may not make sense anymore. And I don't want to have to, you have to waste money and get new labs a lot. So if that's the case, now, if you've been following a clean diet, you're just looking for fine tuning and all that, then yeah, we can get a baseline right at the beginning. So you make a decision as to when the best time to do it is, right? I highly recommend that you do it at least after you've been doing, if you've gotten through module one, right? If you've gotten through module one, that's a great time to do your labs. Now, if you've done labs with your doctor, you know, your annual physical and all that over the last month or two, or even 3 or 4 months, and you haven't made major changes to your diet, to medications, to supplements, etc., we'll start with those. Let's start with those, right? And then we can decide from there what next labs you might need. Does that make sense? Right?
Yeah.
So I don't want to bring anything caught up. And the same thing with, we get the labs and then we go, we got to address that. What should I take for that? What should I eat for that? Et cetera. Because it's a little unnerving if you get a lab back and there's some things out of balance. And I want you to know that we're going to be working on it with you individually. So each one of you is going to have a different plan. Now, am I going to work one-on-one with each of you? No, I'm going to work one-on-one with you in this group setting. But I'm going to teach you something more valuable than me reading your labs and telling you what they mean. I'm going to teach you how to interpret them. So long after this thing is done, you're going to be able to look and the doctor says, oh, Marsha, you're perfectly fine. Everything's normal. You're looking at it and you're putting it in the spreadsheet we provided you. And you're going, yeah, it's within the lab range, but it's outside the optimal range. And I've decided in life, I don't want to be average. I don't want to be quote unquote normal according to the American standard. I want to be in ideal health. And you'll be able to say, no, I think this is out of balance. You may not even need the doctor. You may be able to use what you've learned here and some other research. And, you know, we're always available for other courses and other coaching and all that to get the results, the answers you need. So I'm going to show you these tools that we've provided you and explain what they do and how important they are for you. And help you to learn to use them. Anybody here computer phobic? No? Okay, good. Because, you know, if you're technically challenged, we'll support you and we'll help you to get through reading these because they're on what's called Google Docs. Anybody not familiar with Google Docs? Not familiar? Okay, we'll show you. Okay, good. It's anybody not familiar with Word and Excel? Yeah. So it's like Word and Excel online. And if you're not familiar with those, I'll show you. Word is where you can just type letters to people or you can type, make documents and all. And then Excel is this thing like a spreadsheet. And normally it's used in the real world for accountants, you know, and they're creating all these spreadsheets and line items and all this. But we've used it for putting our lab report in there and keeping track of some of your health issues. So we've created this document that helps you to keep track of all your health issues, all your health progress, all the supplements you're taking, all the labs you've done. And you know how when you go to a new doctor or a specialist and they all make you fill out the same forms again, right? You have this document that then you can print out certain pages of it and say, here you go. This is me. Oh, what supplements or medications have you taken? Here's my sheet. This is what I'm taking. You can show them the labs from years ago, right? You can say, you know what, doc? You said this is normal, but every year it's been getting higher. What's going on with my liver? And you'll know that this thing is related to the liver because the little spreadsheet shows you, not because you memorized it or because you've become a biochemical genius, but because we're providing you tools to help you with that. Does that sound good to anybody?
Yeah.
Yeah. Who wants to be in charge of their own health versus turning it over? Yes.
Everybody. I'm sure.
Yeah. We do. We want that. And we've learned to just turn our health over to the medical doctors. And don't get me wrong, I'm not against medical doctors. And, you know, if I am bleeding, you know, and I'm in an accident and my arm is broken, please take me to a medical doctor. Take me to an emergency room. Don't take me to the local naturopath or acupuncturist because they can't handle trauma. They don't know what to do with it. But if I've got, you know, so this chronic stuff and you go to the doctor and they go, come back when you're sick. They're saying, come back when you're sick, but I don't feel well. I'm exhausted. I have brain fog. My periods are a mess. I'm having hot flashes. They go, yeah, that's kind of normal. We don't want that, right? Who wants to live with all those symptoms? Not me, you know? I had that when I was in my 20s and turned my life around when I changed my diet and did the things that I'm teaching you. And that's what I want for everybody. Menopause for me was my period stopped. Done. I didn't even know what a hot flash was. And sometimes I wished for them because I got cold, you know, in the wintertime. I'm like, boy, what are those hot flashes like? I really could use one right now. I have said that, believe it or not. I know they're uncomfortable, so I'm not going to make light of it. But anyway, so that's what we're going to do. We're going to show you some of that stuff. And then I'm going to just see, show you where we're at with keeping you up to date. So depending on when you came in, if you came in a little later, some people started at one time, we're just sending you at sequential times, like every 3 days or so, another like, oh, move on to step three and move on to step four in the module one. But if you're not keeping up with that, that's okay. You can just do it at your own pace. But I do that to help you so that you don't get so like, oh yeah, I was in that program. Yeah, that call was 2 weeks ago. I forgot about it, right? We're reminding you, hey, today's the day we're going to do a water and today's the day we're going to do an elimination. Well, the elimination diet one is going to be long. It's going to be like 2 weeks long and I'll send you emails every few days. Okay? Any questions so far? We good? Yeah? Okay. So what I'm going to do is share my screen. And we're going to share my screen in the site. Let me find it. Where did it go? I had all these windows open and it's not. Oh, I have to scroll down. Okay, good. Yeah. There we go. Share. And we're going to go to the body balance program. I'm going to put that over there. Body balance call. Here we go. And that was this thing. Let's see if it's actually, it's recording. Looks like that. There you go. See, it's typing every word I say. Isn't that cool? All right. So this is the site. Those of you who haven't been in, this is the homepage. I'll just show you how I got to this page I'm on now, which is the bonuses page. And if you go up here where it says extras, there's some of our bonuses are just listed there so you can see them right up if you know what you're looking for. And if you're not sure and you just want to explore, you can click on bonuses page. Facebook group, everybody, a lot of you have joined. If you haven't already joined, click, you know, go to this page and join the Facebook group. 9 months of coaching, that's what you're getting. Set up for success. Okay. Some of you got signed up really, really early, got that. Everybody gets this cool save on supplements guide, like all my favorite brands and links. So you don't have to be wondering if we talk about a specific vitamin C, like what ones have I used and you like, you can go there. Grab and go grocery guide. This is one of my favorites. And, it's basically how do you make stuff on Sunday so that you don't have to be making stuff all week. You can just grab things and go and put them together. It's really cool. And the lift your libido guide, which is loaded with, elixirs that really help balance your hormones. Okay. So the lab test is what I want to go. So the first one is a list of lab tests. We're going to go through this and help you to determine what you need. So make sure you have either a notepad or this printed out in front of you. And then you can mark on there what it is that would make sense for you. Because I'm going to tell you how to personalize it for each individual person. And then this is a printout of our Master Tracker lab thing. So what this does, it shows you a lot of the different things that show up on a lab over here. it says, what's the normal range? The lab range. What do the lab consider a normal? And it tells you the range. And then what's the ideal range over here? And then in addition to all that, I tell you the possible interpretation, because there's a lot of things and we have to, you know, figure it out for you. But if you're high, obviously you might have diabetes or insulin resistance, could be a thiamine deficiency. It could be stress and it could be related to your liver. So you have this at your disposal. I don't want you to go read all this and memorize it unless you're a geek and, you know, or you're a health coach trying to learn this stuff. But I would like you to, when you have abnormal results outside the ideal range, I'm going to ask you to go over and highlight over here. And we'll talk more about this on one of the implementation calls we're going to devote to lab interpretation. Once most of you have had labs done, or if you don't want to have labs done, you don't have to, but anybody that wants to have labs done, once the people who want to have labs done have had them done, probably in the second month, probably sometime in April, maybe the middle of April, April 15th-ish call, we will go through this with you and you'll have your labs in front of you and I'll tell you how to prepare. We're going to help you interpret your own labs and then you can ask me questions up the wazoo. And I'm going to make that call. I'm going to make that be on one of our calls where I don't have anything scheduled behind it and I'll just ask you to, you know, schedule your free time after that so we can go as long as we need to. These calls are normally an hour and a half, but you know, when I don't have stuff behind it, I'm happy to stay longer to support you as much as I need to. I know, you know, some of you have bedtimes and kids and dinner to make and all that, but I would really be here. I'm promising to be here for you. All right. So that's that. We'll go back to this one. I want to show you quickly what the master tracker piece looks like and the parts I want you to look at and how to navigate in here. All right. And then we'll go back and I'll work through what labs. So this is a spreadsheet we put together. Some of the tabs in here, if you look at the bottom, they're tabs, like there's different sheets in the same place and they all do different things. Some of them are a lot of them are set up for our coaches to use because our coaches and our clients use these to keep track. So it may not apply to you, but it's just extra stuff. On this first page, I really encourage you to think about what it is you came here for. Did you come here because you have, you know, you've been told you have Hashimoto's or because you have some sort of autoimmune disease or because you're fatigued or whatever other reason? Like we have room for 10. Hopefully you don't have 10, but some people do. And you can put even more than 10 if you wanted to. So you put what it is, the symptom or the condition or the diagnosis, if you have one, when approximately it started. What's the severity? Is it mild or is it severe? So all the way from 1 to 10. And then how high in priority is it for you to heal? And so if you write these down, you have this marker. And then anytime we're on a call, if you have something going on, if you keep this thing up to date, I can just pull it up or you can pull it up and tell me various things and I'll ask you questions. Habits and obstacles. This is a place where you can just put in, what are your great health supporting habits? You meditate every day. You have a great attitude. You sleep 8 hours a night. What are your bad habits, your health depleting habits? I go to bed at 3 a.m. every day and I'm having a hard time getting to bed earlier. I tend to get negative. I tend to get really angry a lot. I am still drinking Diet Coke and M&Ms and I can't give them up. You know, whatever it is, whatever your health depleting. And then if you've been trying to get healthier in that area, what's been the challenge? You know, for some people, the challenge is my family just doesn't go along with this and they all have all this tempting food around and I just cave, you know, or getting to the grocery store is hard, or I don't know how to make healthy food taste good, whatever that challenge is. So it helps you to keep track of it. And really, when you stop and think about things and tabulate them or write them down, you have a better ability to master them and take control. So I would encourage you to look at this and fill this out. All of this is optional. You can still get a tremendous amount out of the program if you don't, but I think you're going to get that much more if you do. These health scorecards, this is more for our, because we use this same spreadsheet in other programs that use all, you will do this. So as we go through, you've been asked to do your assessments in part one, the very first part. And so if you want, I gave you a sheet, which is a spreadsheet, like a printout that you can print out and do it. But if you wanted to, you can put your numbers in here. So say you did your digestion and your digestion score in low stomach acid was 53. Watch what happens in my spreadsheet. Turns red. And then you say liver, gallbladder, I was only a 9. Turns green. All right. So it gives you an at a glance, or anybody that you share this with, to look at an at a glance, like what's the most out of balance and what are you doing really well with? So you're welcome to use this in lieu of using the PDF, but we provide PDFs because a lot of people are like, ah, technology, I don't want to do that. So you can put it in, you can print it out and put those numbers in, and then we'll give you the guide and you can fill them in. All right. So that's that thing. And I should take any things I change out because this is the master. I will say that this is a do not edit. You guys do not have editing capability. So if you go in here and try to type, it's not going to let you. And we give you instructions for downloading it to your own Google Drive or to your computer as an Excel sheet. Okay. And I'll show you where those instructions are. But this one I'm so love. I spent like 3 or 4 hours up late at night with one of my coaches because we want to create a sheet to keep track of supplements that would be really helpful for us in guiding you. So it starts with the brand name and then the supplement. So maybe it's Seeking Health Vitamin B12 and then the dose and form. It's drops and I take 5 drops a day or take 5 drops twice a day. And you can put that in the timing and frequency. And then why did you take it? Well, it looked good. I heard somebody talk on a webinar about it, so I decided I'd try it. Or no, I was told by my psychiatrist that I needed it, or whatever reason. When you started it approximately, if you've been taking it for years, just put 2 years ago, whatever, or 1919, I'm in a long time ago, right? 2012, the date you stopped, if you stop it, like you take it and you go, wow, every time I take that, I get itchy. Every time I take that, I get a headache. You're going to stop it, you know, and you'll put in here the date you stopped it and the reason. And then you can either put the ingredients or the website address, right? If it's just vitamin C and it just says vitamin C, whatever, 50 milligrams, you can write that. But otherwise, usually bottles have a website these days. Okay. So this helps you to keep track of this. And the beauty of this is, say it's 3 years from now and you've been through this program, you're feeling well, and suddenly things start to shift, and or you watch a webinar and you go, wow, maybe I should take some of that supplement. Always check back on your sheet. Always check back to see, oh, wait a minute, I took that supplement 3 years ago and every time I took it, I got itchy. Maybe I'm not going to buy that supplement. You know, I know people who are supplement junkies. I've worked with them. I start working with them and they're on 80 different supplements. I kid you not. Because every time she read some health newsletter and every time she listened to a podcast or somebody, she bought their supplement. Like she thought it was like, because they make it sound like it's the greatest thing since sliced bread, right? Everybody makes their supplement sound like it's going to cure everything. And then you try it and you go, huh, we're not here to give you lots of supplements. We're here to help you fine tune. So you're taking the supplements that your body most needs. Does that make sense?
Yes.
That's not. Is anybody have questions so far? Is this helpful?
Yep.
I'll ask you that a lot. I'll ask you if it's helpful because sometimes I think things are helpful and you don't. And I'm totally open to switching gears.
So can you like go back a big step and show people how you got to this tracker?
I did already, but you know, we'll go back. You were probably looking at your phone, Lynn.
No, I'm answering. Looking at their comments.
All right. I'll go through it again. I started on the Body Balance homepage or any page in Body Balance. And I looked at extras and I clicked on bonuses page. Or the other way to get to it is from this extras bonus master tracker. You see it?
Yep.
Everybody see that?
And that's what I wrote in there, but I thought people might like to actually see that.
Yeah. So it's on the extras page with the bonuses. You can either go to the whole bonuses page or you can just click it right here. Like if you click it on the bonuses page, though, there's an explanation, I believe, there's supposed to be, of Yeah, Master Health Tracker to keep all your records, right? This spreadsheet was designed and developed to enable you, blah, 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 use it during the program. Click on the link below, then download the form to your computer or a Google Drive. If you're not familiar with a Google Drive or how to use it, the instructions are in the next paragraph. You will not be able to directly write in or edit this document. It's a template. There are instructions here that show you how to first create your own Google Drive account if you don't already have one, and then add the form to it. Okay? So does that make sense? Like, so if you're not familiar with Google Drives and you're, you know, if you really don't want to do it, just download it to your computer. Some people have Macs. We used to just give it as an Excel sheet, and some people have Macs. And I don't have a Mac, so I can't create a Mac version of this, and it would take a lot of work, and it translates different and all that. So I just decided to put it on the Google Sheet because everybody can download it from there in whatever form you need. Okay? Good? Or use it here if you can't download it.
Yeah.
Are we following? You can check the chat and let me know if there's any other questions.
Yeah. So far, everybody's okay with that now. There is on the template, I think there is on the front page, I think you put a little message that says about how this is a template and here's the link for the instructions.
I don't see it there. Yeah, I remember doing that. Maybe I didn't. Well, this is the body balance version. Maybe that was in the ERC version and we can copy it over.
I thought I saw it. Okay.
Yeah, I don't see it. All right. So there's also a lab result, supplements discontinued. If you don't want to cloud your whole current one up, you can just copy and cut and paste them and move them here. But that's advanced, so don't worry about it if you're not. If you're on any medications, good idea to keep track of it. What's the medication? What's the medication for? When do you take it? First thing in the morning, three capsules, one capsule at bedtime, whatever, when you started it, when you stopped it, and why. Well, that's the why is here, and any reactions. Like, I took this drug for 2 months, and I started to swell up. And so I discontinued it because my doctor told me to discontinue it, right? That kind of thing. So you have a record. I don't want you to go back like X-teen years, but, you know, even if you go back to 6 months, because sometimes, you know, if you come on a call and you ask questions, right, I want to be able to see this. I can have you share your screen and show it to me. So there's a lot of really good things that happen with this. And those of you in ERC, you actually have your own Google Drive that we created for you. So if you're international, there's a place to put your labs that's an international and it does all the conversions for you. So if I put in glucose of 5.7, because I don't know how to convert in my head, it will come back and it says it's 102, right? So if you're international, you're in Canada, you're in Europe, you're in Australia, usually they use the standard international and you can use this to get your numbers. And then we have a lab results for U.S., and this is really cool. So when you get your lab result back from the doctor, it'll say glucose, uric acid, it'll have all these. Maybe not in this order. We put this together in this particular order because it was from the way that LabCorp, which was the most common one we were seeing, was coming in at. So you may have to scramble around to find it. But all you have to do is put the date of the test up at the top and then put the number. And in here, so if your glucose came back and it was 95, look what happens to this. It turns yellow. Why? Because it's not within the ideal range. It's not within the 65 to 85. It's outside of that, right? It's too high. And so it's not outside of the lab range. It's not over 110, but that should be 100 because they say 100, don't they? Or no, maybe they flag it at 110. At the time when we put this together, I guess. And you can just keep track of it. So this is January 2017. And if you have old labs, feel free to put them all in here. This is you. This is for you. This is for you to become empowered to take charge of your health. So you have all this. You can put as far back as you want to. And then when you get a new one, you know, maybe you do this program for 3 months, 6 months, you get it done again. And now it's 80. look what happens. It's green. Yay. Right? So it helps you to see where your imbalances lie. And then it gives you an explanation. Well, glucose is obvious. A lot of people know that. But if I put, I'm going to show you some of the cool stuff that's in here. If I put in something like alkaline phosphatase, where is that one? Scroll down. Alphabetical would probably be better than trying to match a random lab thing. But I was doing it at the time for my convenience. So I was putting a lot of them in. Okay, so see this one? It says alkaline phosphatase. And people normally think of it as a liver. You may not even have heard of it before, but they think of it as liver. Now, if I put in, if I get the number to be too low, below the reference range, it could be indicative of a zinc deficiency. So say I put this in here and I get maybe it's 50 instead of 70. Still within the lab range. But I want to look over here. Wow, I'm low in this. You can just look over here. And one of the things I tell people to do is color the box the same as this. Now, if you're not tech savvy with a spreadsheet, no worries. But if you are, you like, I go like this and I just put yellow. And now I know, as I scan this page, what are the things I might be in trouble with? Oh, possibly estrogen dominance, possibly zinc or B6 deficiency, possibly malabsorption, possibly hypothyroid or adrenal. And it just flags me. And when you start seeing a whole bunch of things that point to the same trait, you're going, hey, doc, you know, or come into the program. Well, I got to make sure I look at my adrenals because a lot of these things said adrenals. Well, we have a whole module on adrenals. But we're going to be doing them in order. And the reason we do them in order is because they build on each other. When your gut is messed up, your adrenals are going to be messed up. When your blood sugar is wacky, your adrenals are going to be messed up. So we fix those things first. And then we work on fixing your adrenals. And a lot of times, some of the things that are out of balance that show your adrenals are out of balance, once you fix the gut and the blood sugar, they're not out of balance anymore. So then you just learn how to maintain healthy balance of that system. Is this clear? I know that I tend to geek out on this because that's who I am. And I just want to make sure that people are following. So Lynn, you can take a pulse on the chat. And if anybody has an issue, raise your hand. Are you following? Is this boring or is this exciting? Or somewhere in between? Anybody want to say? Mila?
Go ahead.
I just was trying to find out. I submitted my assessments a few weeks ago and never got any confirmation email or nothing. And I wanted to find out what kind of labs I need.
Based on we're going to do that. We can't. Yeah, so we're not going to decide on the lab. Well, yeah, you want to be able to figure it out. So yeah. You filled it out on the form and you said submit and it went in.
Long time ago. Yes.
Did you check your Lynn? Would you look her up and see if we got it? And if we did, just send her from inside the program. Yes. So you want to check your? Are you on Gmail or what kind of email?
Yahoo.
Yahoo? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, Yahoo sometimes blocks things like that. They think it's spam. And did you check your spam folder?
I have received lots of emails from this same website. So,
because it's a different email address that it comes from based on this lab, okay. The service for that. So it comes from assessments@drritamarie.com. So it just might have been flagged as spam, especially because it had, has a lab results. They may think it was spam. I don't know. So check your spam folder. And then Lynn's going to look back in the thing, in the report there.
I will.
Did you get the one for the Inspired Health Vision System, Mila?
Yes.
Which one? Was it the hormone and glands or was it the?
Both. Both.
Hormone and glands, Lynn.
Both of them. And the body system and organs.
Yeah, the body system one and the hormones. So you'll check that out.
Both of them.
Right. And I wanted to make sure that what you submitted was the online one and not a PDF one.
I think I submitted the online one.
Yeah, so you check the boxes and then you hit submit.
Correct.
Yeah. So if you don't see it.
I have to submit it again, I guess.
Darn. I hate when that happens. You don't see her name in there? And about 2 weeks ago?
I'm looking.
Maybe.
And it was your same name, Mila?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Cyberspace, all these, you know, flares and who knows? Darn.
I have.
And it said submitted. Did it say successfully submitted when you did it?
I think so.
Okay. So we'll check into that, Mila.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Anybody else have comments or questions about this so far? Yeah, Marianne.
I haven't read through everything. I haven't had time. You're talking about the labs. Where do we go to get the labs and who?
I'm going to get to that. I have a whole PDF that I'll explain to you where, and has links and places you can get the labs. Now, if you have good insurance and it covers labs and you have a doctor that was willing to let you tell them what labs you want, some of them you can just get through through a doctor, but a lot of times they'll say, but I just did your labs a year ago or 9 months ago. It's not time yet. Right. So we have places that you can do direct access if you want.
Okay. What about that physician you had on?
Alan Hopkins. That's one of the places. Yes. Alan's lab is the one I like the best. They're the best prices. And I love working with them because you work with real people. And if they see something that's really out of whack on your labs, that's a red flag medically, they call you. And Diana can attest to that. Dr. Hopkins called her directly and said, I have a concern about this thing that came back on your lab. So great. It's really a great place to work with. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Anybody else? These are good questions. And I don't know, Sharon, if you're trying to talk to me because you're muted. So I don't know if you're talking to somebody in your room. Let me unmute you. Are you trying to talk to us?
I am now. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes, I can hear you now. I'm sorry, you were muted.
I sent in my assessments this morning, and I got a reply back right away on the hormones and glands.
Beautiful.
But I didn't get one on the second one.
And you checked your spam?
I'll go in there and check right now. Everything else from you has come through fine. I haven't.
But you know what? Here's the thing. Those spam filters, I don't like them because I always check my spam before every few days before I empty it. I find emails from myself in there. Okay. So always check your spam.
Okay, I'm just going to check that now.
Okay.
I don't have anything in there.
Nothing in the spam. Okay. So
me neither. Me neither.
You didn't find it in there. So Lynn, look up Sharon too. So you should see her in Sharon.
Okay, so I see Sharon with her hormone and glands. So
yeah, so look in the body system.
I don't see the body system one.
So I don't want to take everybody's time up solving these things, but let's make a note. And then, worst case is if we absolutely can't find them, then we'll send a personal email to you and say, I'm so sorry, you have to fill this out again. And we'll make it up to you somehow. All right. I'm so sorry. I am sorry. But technology is one of those things that, most of them go through and sometimes they don't. Yeah. And sometimes the block doesn't happen. So what happens is if we forward it to you, so we'll check to see, and we may, instead of sending it through the service, we'll forward it to you. So if it gets forwarded from my email address, which you're already receiving stuff from, then it probably will go through versus if it comes from this, different type of email address. Maybe we should just change that to my email address instead of that assessments thing, if that's the case. Because sometimes, like Yahoo, it's really notorious for just not letting.
Well, I get the copies, so I in my email, so that's why I can look at it.
Okay, all right. I'm gonna and if you're looking in your email, then look in mock form. Look in mock. You did okay. All right. So we're not going to
take too long on that.
I'm going to say if you have any issues with this, email them to us at coaching@drritamarie.com. And that will come directly to Lynn and I, all right? And Lynn will see it in her inbox, and she'll report this to whoever she can't find it for you and then forward it to you, she'll just report it to our tech support team and see what they can find out, Okay. Okay. Any questions particularly about this lab thing? Does this look like something you can maneuver that you could put your stuff in? Yes? Yes. Marianne? Yes?
Yes.
No, because I don't know.
It looks like it's going to be very exciting because it's you have down in front of you on paper or on the computer exactly what is good and what needs to be worked on. And I like that. It's an assessment. I love it.
Great. I'm glad. And it also says follow up. So if you've got this, we go, okay, we need to run these other tests to make sure, you know, to see what else is going on. And it's not 100% because I did this. So this isn't like a computer did it. Like we also have a form, a thing that gets done by the computer, but I wrote these things, but it's also meant to have help, you know, interpreting, like if you've got five things that include adrenal, you think maybe there's some adrenal issues, right? If you only have one, maybe one of the other things in that box, right? And that's where we can help and support you for figuring out. Okay?
Okay, thanks.
Okay. Any other comments? Lynn, are you looking to see if there's other comments? Nothing? Okay. Yeah, so if you have any questions or comments as we're going along, put it in the chat and Lynn will keep track of it and I'll just keep going along. So I got to make sure that I remove my edits. Otherwise, you're going to see my edits when you download it. All right. So we were on lab results. There's a couple of other sections in here I want to show you, and then we'll move on and I'll show you how to, because everybody wants to know, how do I know what labs I need? You can actually put your diet. So as we go through this, you can learn to put your own diet form together. But when you have like your integration calls, you can say, you know, here's what I've been doing and run it by Lynn and she'll help you to fine tune that. And diet diary here. Oh, here's where you can keep track of what you're eating. Because a lot of times I hate to tell you, but a lot of times we're going to ask you to keep track of what you're eating and drinking and, you know, how you're pooping and all that for 3 days. So we can help you because if you're in certain symptoms, we want to see if it's related to a particular thing, you know, and especially if we move into the particular body systems, this is going to be super important. When you get to the glucose tracking piece and the glucose mod, the insulin resistance and blood sugar module, we have this whole beautiful sheet. It will be explained to you in excruciating detail. There's videos that explain it, et cetera. This is a tool for when we get to the thyroid. So I'm not going to go through it because it's when we get to the thyroid. Why is this there twice? I'm going to delete this one. We don't need a copy. All right. And that I think is it. So some of these don't worry about. We're going to get to it when we get to it for that particular area. And I might add to this an adrenal. There's a sheet in the adrenal module that might be able to be added to this. I'm not sure. We have to ask our tech person if they can translate it and make it in here. But if not, it's on the sheet. It's on the adrenal. We have plenty of time before we get there. Okay. So I love this. And this is a subset of the full one that we use with our coaches. So I realized that I had taken a lot of that out for you guys in this program. And for our ERC people, you may recognize that this is a little bit less than yours because we have our full year, you know, private coaching, et cetera, program called Energy Recharge Inner Circle. Okay, we're going to move on. Okay, so that I won't get to right now. We're going to go to the question of the hour. What lab test should I get, right? So I've given you this. And here's what everybody should get. I'm going to highlight it so you can see. Everybody. And you have this form. So you can highlight this on your form if you want or just write down for yourself. Everybody should get these. A complete blood count with differential. A comprehensive metabolic panel. The above two are included in a comprehensive wellness program at Profile at Direct Labs. And Lynn, I don't know if it's included in Dr. Hopkins' lab. Vitamin D3, a complete thyroid panel, which I described that below, hemoglobin A1C, fasting insulin, serum ferritin, homocysteine, and inflammation markers optional but recommended, right? If you have an autoimmune disease, if you have rheumatoid arthritis, if you have inflammation and pain is one of your chief problems, then you want to get the inflammation markers. So I'm going to show you what all of these are below. but this is what I recommend for everybody. And it's a more extensive baseline than just some of the other basic ones, but you're here for a reason. You're here because you have some health challenges and we want to help you dig to the bottom of it. And these are the tests that I recommend everybody get. Any questions about that? Lynn, anybody questioning on that?
I do have a question. Hi, Rita Marie. It's Vanessa.
Hi. Are you there?
In order to...
Okay, you're fading out. Yeah, you're in and out. So
okay,
maybe fine. Get closer to your microphone.
If we ordered the one during the Healthy Keto Challenge, which one of those was included? Which one of those does it
cover? I have to look back and see. Okay. I know it had the lipid panel, which is included in here. I know it had the fasting insulin. I know it had the hemoglobin A1C. I know it did not have the ferritin homocysteine. Well, it might have had homocysteine, but I'm not sure. I'll have to look back at that, and I'll let you know. So anybody that ordered that, I'll let you know which ones you'd want to add to it.
Dr. Rita Marie?
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm in trouble or not, because I want to get these labs, but what I'm experiencing since yesterday is pain in my left side of my abdomen. And so I ate some of the cocoa yogurt today and the cocoa kefir. And I did some, I did a tea, an easy move tea.
Mm-hmm.
And I've moved very little amount of stool, even though I've been drinking a lot today. Trying to keep everything moving, but I'm passing liquid. And I still have abdominal pain. So should I be getting a different lab?
So here's the thing. This is an acute. There's a difference between acute problems and chronic problems. Chronic problems are I've been having, you know, this bloating and gas and abdominal pain for months. And, you know, it's just this little great there we want to investigate. For that, I would, how old are you?
64.
Okay. And, have you had abdominal pain before? Like this?
About 5 or 6 years ago, I was hospitalized 5 days for diverticulitis.
Hello. Can you hear me now?
Lynn, can you check to see who that is? Yeah.
That's Julie Hannon.
Okay. So somebody else is talking right now. So I'm going to get back to you.
Okay, it was about probably 5 or 6 years ago I was hospitalized for 5 days for diverticulitis.
Okay, so I would in this particular case recommend that you go back to your doctor to get examined because you might have a flare-up of the diverticulitis. It could be something more serious than that. I would definitely go back. I would also be, you know, if we're doing a full comprehensive intake, I would be looking at What did you do over the last few days before this? Was there some change in your dietary habits? Whatever. But we don't, you know, we can't do that in this forum. But I would definitely check with your doctor because that's an acute situation.
So okay, but I don't need to ask for any special lab in addition to these other ones for that then.
No, now these won't relate to that in particular. I would just take care of this situation and wait on the labs. I mean, if he's going to do labs anyway, yeah, sure, I would ask for these. And no, there wouldn't be additional ones that I would ask for. But if they're going to say, okay, we're going to run a full lab panel, can you hand them this paper and say, could you also order these?
So,
yeah.
This is Julie Hannon. Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Hi. I just wanted to go, I printed... I'm not at my computer today, so I'm doing Zoom on the phone, so it's a little more challenging.
Yeah.
And I printed the one that says lab test baseline screening, which is 6 pages, but yep. Says at the heading CBC, and then the next page says comprehensive metabolic panel, and those are the tests you're recommending we all get, no matter what our results are.
Yeah, and I'm not sure which paper you have, because this one says ESC blood test list. Was that the one that you got on the preview call that we did?
I don't know. I got it off the website in implementation.
Page? Was it on the bonuses page?
It was on the click here. I think it was, I don't know now. Maybe I printed it from the other, maybe it's from the thing, the first call you did.
Should be similar, but you're basically looking at the CBC, the Comprehensive Metabolic Panel, vitamin D, thyroid. Lynn, can you see whose line is coming through noisy and just mute them?
Yeah, I can't see anybody with anything open.
Okay, just, you don't have to talk. You just help. Just do it if you can. Fasting insulin. So these are the ones that I would recommend for everybody. It's this list of 1, 2, 3. Comprehensive metabolic 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And then
so
below,
it's that whole first block on the list.
That first block. And then below, each of these is describing in detail what those are and what they mean. Make sense? So that now below that it says comprehensive blood count. And then it tells you what each of the markers is and why we're having you order it. Well, it may be TMI at this point for some of you. Like, I don't care. I just want to get my doctor to do it. But if you're ordering it through a lab place, you should be able to get it with just what we have at the top. And then we go through some of this stuff that's included. A comprehensive metabolic panel includes this. And it has all the liver and kidney and minerals and bone and fluids and electrolytes and glucose. Then there's the vitamin D, right? I think everybody needs to get that. Unless you've had one recently and, you know, you're at 93, you know, you don't really have to get it again if you've just had it done. And again, if you've had lab tests done within the last 3 months through your doctor, last 6 months even, if nothing's changed, like you haven't started taking new medication, new supplements, change your diet dramatically, then we could start with that and then have you, you know, do some things and then check it again, you know, within 3 to 6 months. Make sense? The thyroid is the one I want to spend a little time on because this is the one that most doctors will skimp on. Most doctors will do this very first one called thyroid stimulating hormone. And it's very inconclusive and very incomplete. It just tells you how hard the pituitary gland has to work to make the thyroid work. So I recommend that everybody get all of these. I mean, unless you are here just because you want to be better, I mean, but most people have symptoms that can be related to this, right? And if we know that there's a problem with the thyroid and we want to test it now at the beginning and we work on some of the diet and lifestyle and gut health things, you might want to do it again right before we start the thyroid module to see how far you've come. And what situations might still be there and what situations have cleared, right? Some of you may get to the thyroid module and go, hey, I'm good. Everything's fine now, right? And you'll know that by doing your assessments and the lab testing again. So these are the ones I put in parentheses optional. And then I say, you know, why you would want to get them necessarily. Like here, the thyroid panel is recommended when any of the following symptoms are present. If you guys look at this, if you join this program, it's likely that you have at least one or two of these symptoms, right? Like, does anybody not have any of these symptoms? Tired, mental sluggishness, cold hands and feet, cold all over, excessive amounts of sleep to function properly, gain weight easily, difficulty in frequent bowel movements, depression, lack of motivation, morning headaches that wear off as the day progresses, outer third of your eyebrows thins away, thinning of your scalp hair, dryness of your skin or scalp. Is there anybody here? Post in the chat if you do not have any of these symptoms. So it's a good idea to get the thyroid tested if you have any of those. Okay. Then I talk about those individual ones that I have listed above, hemoglobin A1C, what it means and why you would want to do it. I think, Vanessa, you posted that your insulin was 6, your fasting insulin was 6. It's a little above the range. And it indicates, and my guess is that it was much higher before you started all your keto work, that it's a little above. So you're dealing with a mild insulin resistance or pre-insulin resistance. And you know, you've tested and seen your blood sugars go up after certain foods. So it definitely is a good thing to be monitoring. We want it ideally to be at 3 to 5, but I really like to see it at 3. If it's ever below 3, if it comes back below 3, I want to talk to you about what other tests you want to get to make sure that it's okay. Sometimes it's okay, and sometimes it means that your pancreas isn't functioning anymore. Okay. And I want to make sure of that. So I'm really into having you check this stuff and then helping you to see what you can do to stop whatever is causing it and reverse yourself back into the ideal range. I'm not for going and waiting. One of my clients who was one of my earliest times in my blood sugar balancing program back in 2011, and she had gone to the doctor and she was already very overweight. She had had hip replacements. She was on a ton of medication. And the doctor said, oh, your fasting glucose is 118. And she said, isn't that pre-diabetic? And he said, yeah, that's pre-diabetic. She goes, oh my God, what should I do about it? I have a family history of diabetes and I've seen miserable things happen. And you know what the doctor said? Come back in 6 months and I'll measure you again. And if it's out of the range, if it's higher, I'm going to put you on medication. That was what he told her. She's like, no way, this is stupid. So she starts and she goes and searches. She finds me. She came to a free webinar that I did. She decided to sign up for our very first blood sugar balancing program. Within, I think it was 3 months, she'd already lost 45 or 50 pounds. And within like 4 or 5 months, she'd already dropped 75 pounds. And she went to a new doctor because she'd moved and she wanted to get set up with a new doctor. And the doctor looked at her chart. You know, they transfer the charts, right? And looked at her and like, wait, this isn't the same person. This is not you. She goes, yeah. I've been on this really amazing program for the last 5 months and I've changed. I've lost weight. My blood sugar is now, guess what her blood sugar fasting was? It was 79 from 119. So she's no longer insulin resistant. And the doctor said, okay, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to take you off all your medications for a month. And you come back and see me for a month and we're going to see what's going on and if you still need any of these medications. She goes back, her blood sugar is perfectly normal, her blood pressure is perfectly normal. And guess what? She had been on Synthroid for her thyroid problem since she was 14. She was 65 at the time. So over 50 years on Synthroid because she had Hashimoto's, it was gone. It was gone. So this stuff works. Now she took everything to the T. She did the meditation to a T, and she was a meditation teacher, so that part was easy. She did the heart math. She learned that if she ate a food and her blood sugar went up, she knew that she could walk for 20 minutes or meditate for 20 minutes or do something, you know, take some chia porridge if she was couldn't meditate. She knew how to get it back down. And she did it to the T. She did her burst. She did all the stuff we teach you when we're going to teach you in the blood sugar balancing program. So the point is that these things can reverse. And I don't remember why I started telling you about her. It was the doctor ranges. It's like you don't want to wait until your fasting insulin is 14 before the doctor says, huh. First of all, doctors won't run insulin or hemoglobin A1C unless you've already been diagnosed with diabetes. They'll wait because you know what? Their training is amazing for sick care. They know how to work with you when you're sick. So come back when you're sick is what they say. Come back when your liver's inflamed and we'll have some medication for you. They don't know how to deal with you when you're having those subtle symptoms that indicate that you're out of balance. Somebody asked on a webinar last night, what's the symptoms of being out of balance? I'm like, oh, a long, long list, right? And that's what disease is. It's imbalances that have been progressed to a far enough point where there's tissue damage now and it can be diagnosed and seen on the surface. Who wants to get there? Anybody? No. Who wants to avoid going there? Yes? So that's why you're here. Okay? So these are ones I recommend. And the ones that I said were optional biomarkers of inflammation. Homocysteine I recommend for a number of reasons other than just inflammation. And that's because if you've got elevated lipids, cholesterol, etc., or blood pressure, or any neurologic stuff, memory problems, etc., homocysteine damages the vessels, your blood vessels, and it also damages your nerves. So we want to see if that's elevated to see if you're at risk. So I recommend the homocysteine on everybody. They're starting to do that more regularly in the routine labs because the doctors have an easy way to deal with it. It's kind of like what they've been taught of this for that. You know, you have Hashimoto's, you give Synthroid. You have rheumatoid arthritis, you give methotrexate. if you have elevated homocysteine, you give B12, B6, and folate. So it works within their paradigm, so they've embraced that piece of the natural medicine spectrum. But other than the other stuff is a little too vague when they're trying to figure out a particular diet or lifestyle or supplement program for a particular person. So that a lot of them do include. And then C-reactive protein and sedimentation rate are good ones to get if you have inflammation stuff. Those are the optional ones, and that's up there. I also gave you some extras. You know, this is not for now, but you can certainly do any of these extras, which are specialty tests. These are what we call the functional medicine tests. Don't worry about the tests on page 7. Don't worry about that for now. We'll get to that, and we'll give you introductions to these when we get to these particular sections of the course. Okay, and these aren't done through the blood labs. They're done through specialty labs. Okay? Genetic testing, if you want to do genetic testing, go for it. It's really good. But the reports they give you on 23andMe are not. If you want to hold off on that a little bit, I just signed up with a group that has a new test to replace the 23andMe that's more comprehensive, and they have a really cool report. And I think I should be getting access to that soon, and I'll share that. But if you have had it done already, that's a fun thing to do. And then how to get the testing done. You can go to Direct Labs. I've been using them for many, many, many years. And there's also your lab work online. Here's the thing. I want you to go to the place where it's going to be easiest, like the lab station, drawing station is as close to home as possible, but also is best on your pocketbook. So you might find that when Direct Labs has their specials of the month, that some of their testing might be a little less expensive than your lab work. But for the most part, I find your lab work, I've got a spreadsheet that compares them. It's about 20% lower than Direct Lab. So it's a really good place. Plus, I love the personal care. Nobody from Direct Labs has ever called one of my patients to say, I'm concerned about your lab. Let me tell you what you should do about it. And then spent 20 minutes on the phone with her for free, for just the price of the lab test. So I just love working with them. And I know Alan and his wife personally, and they're really out to just to really help change the state of medicine. Now, here's the catch. Does anybody live in New York, New Jersey, or Rhode Island? I think Maryland might be. And or Canada, obviously. And you can't use these services. You've got to work with your doctor. So it's a matter of finding a doctor that's going to run the test. Those states will not let direct access in. Okay, and I think Maryland might be one of them as well. What happens in some people is they order the test and they take it across the border. So if you're in Canada and you live, you know, near Michigan or New York or whatever, you can cross the border and get it tested there. If you live in Rhode Island, that's an easy one. Rhode Island's a little bitty thing, right? So it's got lots of states around it that you can go to. You just have to drive 20 miles and you're in another state from Rhode Island. New Jersey, New York, you know, so New Jersey, you can go down, depending on what part, you can either head up to Connecticut. Connecticut's real close to New York. Now, they don't really care, right? The lab doesn't care where you actually get it done. But I don't think they even ask for your address. I really don't. But we'll find out. Let's make a point to ask Alan if somebody is going to cross the border. And is there an address field when they order the test? And how do they get around that so that it's not the address, their address is not printed on the requisition form? You know what I mean? So it's not obvious. But you just do it that way. You just do it that way. You get around it. Okay? It's a little more inconvenient, but it works. Lots and lots of people do it. Now, there's others. You know, I don't vouch for any of these because I've never done them. I've never used them, but I'm into giving you resources that you can use. I don't want you to just go to the ones that I'm affiliated with. Do whatever you want, but these other labs are available. Now, Life Extensions does these yearly specials that are amazing. So once a year, I don't even know, I think it's in June of every year, they do it. So I just give you resources and options. Okay. And I've got to change this. We're going to edit this, Lynn. Make a note for me to edit this to put my special panels that Dr. Hopkins Lab set up for me as well. Okay. Oh, yes, because I did this a couple months ago before we finalized our panels. Any questions? Does this kind of make sense to you as to what labs to get? Okay. Yeah. And if you don't have any of the symptoms on that list and you don't want to get the full thyroid panel, just get the TSH and the T4 and T3. Or I would actually just get the TSH and the antibodies, because here's the thing. A lot of people have elevated antibodies, which means the body's attacking the thyroid before they have symptoms and before the other lab markers. So if you can only, you know, in your budget for thyroid testing, only can afford one, I would just get the antibodies. I'm just going to say, I think it's the most important, right? Because that's where the hidden stuff happens. TSH and antibodies would be good too, right? But sometimes we see perfectly normal lab thyroid values and abnormal antibodies. And when we can catch something like that early, before tissue damage is done, I always say, okay, how many bullets do you want shooting at your house if there's a drive-by shooter and breaking your windows? You know, because one bullet hitting you is, you know, it may not hurt. Bunch of them can, but do you want any? You know, and that's how I feel about the thyroid antibodies. Some people say, oh, the labs say, oh, as long as it's below 34. That's like saying, oh, yeah, as long as it's less than 34 bullets hitting my house, I'm okay. Like, I'm sorry, I'm not. Now, I've never seen anybody with zero, but under 10 is good because the thyroid sloughs off, you know, tissues in all the body slough off, and there may be some antibodies just going after that. But the lowest I have seen a couple with zero. I've seen people with two. And if I see it like between 5 and 10, I'm like, yeah, there's nothing there, but let's watch it. Because if it starts creeping up, it does mean that it's telling you that there's starting to be some antibody stuff. If it's below that, or if it just stays at 6 for years and years, it's likely to be just the normal, you know, sloughing off. Maintenance in the body. Clean up. Whew. That was a lot, wasn't it? Did that overwhelm you? Are you excited? Excited to get to know what's going on. I want you to get excited to get to know you. And I don't want to show you any more stuff. There's one more thing I was going to show you, I think. But I'll do that another time, because it's not, we'll do that when we actually do the lab thing. Because I'm feeling like, phew, everybody's left brain is really overwhelmed here, right? There's a lot of stuff here. You'll have the recording, and let's just see. Yep. What we have.
Dr. Rita Marie?
Yeah. Yeah.
I already know that my C-reactive protein isn't in the range. I don't remember if I had homocysteine. I don't see ANA on here. Before, my results said something about it being speckled. So should I look for another ANA?
Yeah, if you had abnormalities and you haven't done anything to like change it, you haven't been on a protocol to help you change it, then I would just say, assume you've got ANA and we're going to work with that, right? That's okay. That's an autoimmune indicator. I don't want you to be getting tests. Like certain things don't change much unless you make an effort to get it to change. So I don't want you to waste your money and do a test. You had a test 3-6 months ago, whatever, but you haven't really done anything to address those things. Let's just work on that. Let's just work on any abnormalities found there. And yeah, we didn't include ANA because that's more of a specialty test that, you know, there's a lot of other tests you could get run, but this is your baseline. And from there, we can help you to figure out what other specialty tests you might need. Make sense?
Okay. So I'm not going to do the ANA now then?
How long ago did you have your ANA done?
It's been a few years.
Okay. And have you changed your diet lifestyle since you had the ANA done?
Yes, I started juicing.
Definitely do it. Definitely do it again. We want to see how much it's improved, because it's likely to have improved.
Okay.
Yeah, I would. Go ahead.
I know that my inflammation is better, and I had sed rate in the 50s before.
Yeah, so you definitely want to do your sed rate again. You want to do your CRP. And once you get them normalized, unless you go off the deep end and go the other direction again, then you don't need to keep getting them done. But the goal is to see how effective your diet lifestyle changing and juicing and changing your diet and going gluten-free and all these things can change it a lot.
Cool. I'll be looking forward to seeing how much it improved then.
I will too, right? I'm totally excited about that. I love when we see antibodies go away because medicine teaches that you can't get rid of that. Like that, her doctor, this woman I told you about before, you know what her doctor said? Instead of like, congratulations, what did you do? I want to know because I've never seen this before. She said, oh, you must have been misdiagnosed by the last 10 doctors in the last 50 years. Like she said, no, I wasn't misdiagnosed. Her dad was a military. So they moved around a lot. She had been retested by, you know, a dozen or more doctors. And for 50 years, she had elevated thyroid antibodies. And then they went away. Was that, no, if I were that doctor, you know, I'm conventionally trained. If I was conventionally trained and that's, I would go, holy cow, what did you do? I want that medicine. What's the medicine, right? I want that. I'm hoping that all the doctors will get to, like when we walk in and you've reversed your lupus or you've reversed your Hashimoto's, that they go, holy cow, what did you do?
I went to a doctor for an evaluation on a right hip labral tear, and he told me that I was too far overweight to do that surgery, and he wouldn't do it unless I lost 30 pounds. Well, that's when I started juicing, and in 3 months, I went back, lost the 30 pounds.
That's beautiful.
When he saw me, his jaw dropped. Because he was expecting he'd never see me again because I wouldn't stick to anything.
Yeah, you wouldn't do it. Yeah.
And he wasn't interested in how I did it either. He told me he was going to send me to physical therapy instead. And then after that, he said to me, you know, I'm really sorry, but I don't do that surgery on people over 50.
Oh, Lord. So you didn't ever got the surgery?
No. And no one in my area will do it either. And so I suffer with this hip. When I'm walking along, I get stabbed. It feels like a knife is stabbing me.
Is it a dislocation or is it a degenerative hip?
It shows on my MRI that I have a right hip labral tear. Mm. And what the doctor explained to me that in order to repair that tear, they have to actually remove your hip from the joint. But I don't qualify for a hip replacement because I don't have arthritis in the hip. So I just live with the stabbing.
Wow. Well, good luck with that. Hopefully, you know, you'll establish some more, you know, further along, maybe find, you know, some other issues. Some gut issues often contribute to inflammation. You're not going to be able to fix the tear because it's mechanical and, you know, if it's actually torn apart. But what you can do is help the body to maintain, you know, the inflammation around and the pain. So hopefully we'll get you some relief by going through this.
Yeah, awesome. And I'll continue to lose more weight, but I've just hit a spot where I'm just having real difficulty getting any weight to come off.
Great, and, you're in the right place.
I feel like I am too. I'm trying to get out and walk more, but the RA attacked the second, third, and fourth toes of my right foot and dislocated them. So I've had them put back now. They trim the bones to fit in the joints, but now I've lost the fat pad on the bottom of my foot. So when I'm walking, it actually feels like I'm walking on my bones.
Wow. So here's what I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you that look what you did to reverse the ANA antibodies. Doctors will tell you those never go away. And it's just a matter of really fine tuning and figuring out what are those things. I'm assuming you're off of gluten and dairy and sugar or no?
No, I'm not.
All right. Next.
I'm not doing good with the gluten. It affects me. No, I'm not eating bread and stuff like that. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, but gluten is in more than just bread.
Right. I realize that because I'm reading labels closer now and finding out that there's, you know, other things in the label. But I switched and I'm eating organic. I'm buying organic and I'm not eating processed sugar anymore. I'm not having sweets. I've enjoyed some of the treats and the recipes from the keto challenge and looking through what you have now. And I just got a dehydrator.
Oh, beautiful. So you'll be able to get off of all of that. And we're guiding you through it slowly, step by step. Now, some of you might be going through part one, you know, module one, and going, okay, I'm already doing that. Okay, I'm already doing that. Okay, I'm already doing that. And others of you are going to go through, okay, I'm going to do this now. I'm going to do this now. And there's a whole process, and we're going to all do an elimination diet together. Okay, but I want you to get through all, I think it's step 10. I want you to get through all 9 steps before that and make sure you're feeling really comfortable with them. All right.
Well, I quit drinking coffee about just about 2 or 3 years ago now, so I don't do that anymore. And I haven't been able to drink sodas, which is a good thing, but I had been on Fosamax and it messed up my esophagus. And so I had some bleeding in there, and I never could drink pop after that because it always burned. It felt like somebody was pouring gasoline down my throat. So.
Well, you're going to get, we're going to help guide you. It sounds like there's a lot of things, a lot of balance, and it sounds like your digestive tract really needs some work. Your habits and your digestive tract can be fine-tuned so that extra weight comes off and so that some of the inflammation in your body goes down. Lynn, did you have something to say?
No, I was just saying there's some people on the chat, too, who are sharing and wanting to support you as well, Rose. And so just know that we're all here. We're all here supporting you, and
thank you. It just makes me cry to have this community. Aww. I'm so excited.
We're so excited to have you here.
I got this fat belly. I can't get rid of this 47-inch waist, even though I lost all this weight. It's like, what the heck?
You got this.
And, you know, Beatrice, who's not in this group because she doesn't need to be in this group now, because she's 72 now, and she's going to do Sweet Spot with us again, just because it's a good reminder to do a metabolic reset every year anyway, and you'll learn what that is. But it's just, she lost 110 pounds.
Wow.
110 pounds. Just by, and she always gets on calls and she'll say, just do what Dr. Rita Marie tells you to do. Just do what she says to do. Don't do it your way, do it her way. And when she says that, it doesn't mean don't, like, we're not going to modify. We're not going to tell you, here's your diet. Like, you know, some of the diet books, you follow this for 28 days and you're going to be well. No, we're going to fix that and tailor that and just keep working at it. Even if it's challenging, we're going to keep working at it till we find the right. And it's not just about the diet. That's the real big piece. And that's what module one is all about. So did anybody else have a question? I thought I saw a hand up. I thought I saw Joy's hand up, and Joy and Sharon. Okay. So Joy and Sharon. Okay. I'm going to.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Joy.
Hi.
Hi.
Is there a journal where we could keep our daily tracking?
So in the master tracker, if you're wanting to track your diet and lifestyle, I can show you that again, but one of the things says it's a daily diet journal, and it's in the
middle. I did see that, but I was thinking more like your water intake.
Okay, so I'm going to show you. This is more advanced. You won't be filling out the thing. Let me do share, and I'll just go over. I glossed over it because I figured we'd do it later with the sweet spot, but it is a really good one that has, okay, share. That's the otter that's transcribing. It's kind of freaky that this guy's transcribing everything I say, everything you say, but we're going to test this out. You're the first people I'm trying this on. I just installed it last night. Where is it? Master tracker. Here we go. No. Where's our master tracker? Here we go. So if we go to the one that says, and if ever you're looking for one of the tabs, you click, see these little lines, you just click it.
Okay.
And then it opens and it gives you the list. And I go to glucose tracking. So it's on the glucose tracking one.
Okay.
But on here, you could put the time you eat, what's your energy, emotional state, pulse, glucose, et cetera. And then you have water, your pulse, you can put anything, your bowel movements, your digestion. Okay. And then you'll learn about this later, about doing the glucose tracking. So you could just skip that.
Glucose tracking. Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Who else? Sharon. Let me unmute you. Because I heard some noise, so I unmuted everybody that was unmuted. Sharon.
Can you hear me now?
I can.
Okay. I'm unclear.
being in Canada, where I can get these labs done, because you said the labs that you use, I can't get them done through there. And if my doctor doesn't want to do them, how do I do them?
Good question. Where in Canada, British Columbia?
Yes.
How far from the U.S. border, like Washington, Washington, I guess, are you?
It's about a two-hour drive from here.
Okay, so one option is to get the order the test through the U.S. lab and then take a two-hour drive to go to somewhere, you know, in Washington to get them done. That's one option.
So, like, where in Washington would I get the lab results delivered
to? Well,
they
will give you a link to where all the lab sites are listed. Right. So when you order the test, and they'll tell you and you'll see it. I don't know exactly. I know, is Seattle close to the border or not? No, Seattle's close to the, I don't remember.
Yeah, it's not right close to the border. You know, Spokane is
the other thing we can do is we can put her in touch with Steph, and Steph can explain. She's one of our health coaches and she lives in Vancouver, and she has patients and she orders tests. So she can help you with that. If the doctors don't do it, she usually sends them across the border to get it.
So you'll send me that information then?
Yeah. Will you do that, Lynn? Will you just find out from Steph? Yeah. Okay, good. The other thing is you don't have to get the labs done to have this program be successful. So whatever labs your doctor is willing to do is good. You're not going to find out if you have autoimmune thyroid unless the doctor runs it for you. But I always go on this regard. I say, if you have thyroid issues and you haven't gotten it, you do. Have you ever gotten the antibodies tested?
Not that I can recall.
Yeah. So I would just assume it's autoimmune, because 90% of all hypothyroidism is autoimmune. So you assume, and then you follow what we're going to teach you to do for an autoimmune thyroid condition.
I do have another autoimmune disease. So is that more indicative of?
Absolutely. Because autoimmune diseases travel together. It's rare to find somebody who is just one. So if you do already have another autoimmune. And
yeah, I have.
Teach you.
I have oral lichen planus.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I would say we're just going to assume. If your doctor won't run the test, we're just going to assume. Some of the stuff like the T3, the free T3 and all that, we're just going to teach you. When we get to thyroid, we'll talk more about that. But we're going to teach you more about, you know, if you don't have the test, let's assume that you have this and let's address this in the ways that we talk about. It's not going to hurt.
Okay. I feel quite confident that I can get the free T3 and free T4.
Great. Okay. And you know, the CBC, they'll run a CBC. They'll generally run the metabolic panel, the lipids, you know, the cholesterol and all that. They leave out a lot in Canada, though. I don't like reading labs from Canada as much, because they leave out certain pieces that I'd like to see. They'll certainly do your glucose, right? Yeah. So you get most of it. And if you say, I've got this inflammation, I'm really curious. And also want to know about my homocysteine, because I've been reading that it puts you at risk. Do you have any elevated lipids?
Boy, it's been a while since I've seen those, but I did have some.
Yeah.
But, so, you know, which is quite common when you have thyroid issues, isn't it?
It's totally common, yeah. So what you want to say to him is, or her, is, you know, I've got these elevated lipids and I keep reading about homocysteine and it's very common. And I want to see if I can, because I want to put myself at higher risk. Homocysteine damages blood vessels. Will you run the homocysteine? And it's a simple approach, B6, B12 folate. And the other thing is, if you don't test it and you do have cholesterol and HDL and triglyceride imbalances, then I would just take those things anyway, right? And I'll teach you how to do that in a way that's not going to, you know, throw other things out of balance. But yeah, it's some of this stuff is like, I don't rely on labs. They're good to have because they help me to know if we're heading in the right direction. I mostly like labs because I like to see where it is to start, and then I like to work with it, and then I like to see what it is at the end. But I've been doing this for over 25 years, and most of the time I get 90% of what I need from history, just from what's going on with you, right? And that's how our coaches are trained too. You know, they're definitely trained to read labs. But they're trained to do like an extensive history and ask why is this happening? Why do you have a thyroid issue? Is your thyroid issue because your adrenals are whacked and, you know, those They are. Okay. And are your adrenals whack because your blood sugar's all over the map?
Hypoglycemic.
Okay, good. And now is that, you know, all of those out of balance because your gut's out of balance?
I've had gut issues. I've been working with a naturopath, but, you know, and I feel so much better than I did a few years ago, but I know I'm not anywhere near optimal.
Yeah. So we're going to help you get there. I'm going to help you to see. When I first started doing this and I'd see people who said, I was to the naturopath and the functional medicine doc and the acupuncturist and I'm still not well, I would be like, oh, what am I going to do? You know, and then I would do my thorough history and go, did they tell you this? No. Did they do that? No. Did they take you off of this? Did they add this? No, they didn't. They just told me to take this tincture. And I'm like, oh, okay. So then I started working with people like that. And more people like that would come to me because, you know, when you've been working on something for a long time. So I've gotten to the point of really digging in and making sure that all bases are covered. Right. And I'm not saying anything about your naturopath not being competent. I'm sure your naturopath's totally competent. But I think that because we have this forum, and this is why I do these as classes and online things, is because I can teach you things that I couldn't sit with you for 2.5 hours, right, one-on-one, unless you were willing to pay me a whole lot of money because I have overhead and I have staff and all that. And then there's this minimal number of people I see. And that's the constraints they're under, right? You may want to spend half a day with somebody really digging in and, you know, working with them, but you can't. Because you'd go broke and, you know, have to close your office down.
Well, on my hormonal assessment, everything was really high.
Everything was really high. Okay. Here's what I want to tell you about those assessments. And that's the next thing I wanted to move into. Is that on those assessments, you're going to see numbers that are really high. And then you might see things that are really low. And in theory, you would look at the highest ones and work on those first. But what I always tell people is look at your gut first. If your gut numbers are not quite as high as, say, your insulin ones or any of your other hormones, I would still work on the gut. Unless the gut is all green, you got to work on the gut. You can work on the other things simultaneously if you want, but if you don't work on the gut, nothing else is going to get well because you can't absorb the nutrients. Your gut is going to be leaky. You're going to be absorbing toxins. You're going to be absorbing undigested food that's going to cause your immune system to react. So the causes of autoimmune for anybody who's been diagnosed with autoimmune are leaky gut, some sort of stress, whether it's mental, emotional stress or a physical stress or an environmental stress, food stress, and something like heavy metals or, you know, a detox type of thing. And I see this in everyone. It could be a viral infection, you know, there's all sorts of, but those are the things, but the leaky gut has been found to be present in just about everybody. And if you don't heal the leaky gut, you're not going to get well. So we're going to get you there. Now, all of the things we're doing in module one are not like, oh, come on, let's just get to the gut, right? People say, come on, let's just get to the good stuff. If you don't do the things in module one to set the framework, you can't heal the gut. So I took everything that was important to each of the systems and I pulled it out and I put it in module one. So that these are the things that I was doing every module. You'll see more of it. You won't have to do it because you already did it, right? But these are the things that everybody needs to do to create a foundation, a strong foundation for a healthy body, right? If we still have habits of some people drink half a cup of water a day, a cup of water a day, 2 cups of water a day. How do you expect your body to be able to cleanse and detoxify and nourish the cells if you're not giving it enough water to circulate, right? So basic stuff that seems like, oh, come on, you're just going to tell me to drink water and eat greens and go out in the sun. But we have to make sure that we're doing them. If you are, check it off. You know, you're done. You don't have to watch my videos if you don't want to. They're entertaining, but you don't have to watch them if you don't want to. Just check it off and move on. But when we get to that elimination diet, that's where the rubber meets the road, as they say. That's a piece that we are going to do, and we are going to do that together. I'm going to guide you through that step by step because I've given the elimination diet to people and say, you know, given them great instructions and books, but when I don't guide you through it step by step, for some people, a lot of people, it's challenging. It's challenging to like, oh, and you have questions and all that. So we're going to go through that. We're going to make sure that you have good guidance with the elimination diet. Make sense? And it's important for everyone. An elimination diet just doesn't mean getting rid of the top allergens. That's part of it. An elimination isn't just about allergens. It's about, are you histamine intolerant? Are you oxalate intolerant? And guess what? Histamine intolerant and oxalate intolerance indicates that there's something wrong with your gut. And some people say, I can't eat these foods because my doctor told me I was histamine intolerant, or I read on the internet that I was histamine or lectin or any of those things that are floating around. It can be confusing out there. I'm trying to streamline it so that you're going to take step by step through figuring out for you, what are the foods you can eat? What are the foods you can't eat? A long answer to a short question. I'm sorry. I tend to be long-winded, but I hope that helped.
No, this is all making sense. It's all information that I've read previously, but I just need the guidance to get through it all.
Great. Okay, I'm glad you're here. I'm really glad you're here. Good.
And Karen, do you happen to know where Ferndale, Washington is?
No, not exactly. No.
Okay. Because I know Dr. Hopkins with that particular one uses Quest Diagnostics for his labs, and the closest one I can see just below that border is in Ferndale, Washington.
What town are you in, Sharon?
Kelowna.
Kelowna. So put in Google like Kelowna and Ferndale and just see how far apart they are. We'll give you good information.
How is that spelled? I know it's not the way I was thinking, but is it like
K-E-L-O-W-N-A.
That's what I thought.
I would have said C-O-L-O-N-A, so glad you spelled it.
It's a native name. Yep. It means grizzly bear.
Yeah, great. Awesome. Thank you. And we have a lot of our practitioners are in Canada. Quite a number. All right. Did somebody else have a question? And are there any questions in there? Because I can't go through the whole thing. Well, I've asked her to do two things at once. That's not fair. I'm going to see. Rose asked about spinach. It's likely an oxalate sensitivity, right? So that's a possibility there. And what we're going to do is have you do some food journaling and challenges and see what happens when you eat certain foods. And elimination, this is what a lot of people think, elimination is not the answer. That's just giving you symptom relief. Now we want to know why perfectly good foods don't work for you and how do we fix that. In some cases, maybe it's not fixable, but as much as possible, we want to help you fix it. So that might be it.
There are two hands up, just Vanessa and Francis.
All right, let's go to Francis. Francis, I'm going to unmute you. Hi, Francis.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Thank you. Good. Well, I'm here because I have issues, but I'm happy to be here. And I could have just gone to a doctor, but I really wanted to get some kind of understand what's going on. And so this is awesome. My question is, I didn't have my computer up when you were putting the lab values in. It was changing colors. Is that under the extras for master?
Mm-hmm.
Is that where you were putting that?
If you go to, I'll just share one more time because I think, you know, everybody could use repetition. It said that we only absorb about 7% of what we hear at any point in time. So let's just make it easier for you to do that. All right. So you go back to the site right here, and any page on the site will have the same top navigation menu. So wherever you land, you can always find your way back here. And you click on extras, bonuses page, or extras right here, Master Health Tracker. Okay? When you click it, and I'm not going to click it because I've already got it open. When you click it, you come into this, and it usually starts on the front page, but, you know, it depends on what's going on. It starts there, and then you want to find the lab page. You look here, and you go lab results. If you're out of the country, you put international or lab results US, and then it comes to that. Okay?
So I'm on Lab Body Balance Master Health Tracker.
Yep.
Make a copy, do not edit template.
Yes. That one.
And then it looks like there's only one page. Is that not right?
Well, it depends. How are you looking at it, on a Mac, on a PC, or on an iPad?
I'm on a PC.
On a PC. Look down here at the bottom. Under you'll see current conditions. Next to it should habits, scorecards, supplements.
Oh, okay.
See them all? If you wanted to see a list of them, you can click on this little lines next to the plus. You go here.
Oh, okay. And then I didn't notice the bottom here.
Yeah, that's why these are confusing. I like them when they put them at the top, but that's not what these spreadsheets do.
Which one was the one where you put the lab in? What was that called again?
It's called lab results, and whether it's U.S. if you're in the U.S. or international if you're not.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah. Yay!
And now we should do all the ones on that front page as much as possible.
Much as possible. Like, it's totally ridiculous or totally, you know, screws up your budget. Think about yourself. If you're not having inflammation problems, you know, maybe you skip the CRP and the other. If you don't have any heart, you know, lipid problems or history in your family of heart disease, and you don't want to do the homocysteine, you can do it because it all adds up. But, let me go to the Dr. Hopkins page. I was going to show you that. When you click on lab, this one, you should get to my page, hopefully. Yeah. All right. So this is a page I had set up specially, and it'll take up, these are some of my lab panels. So this is the Keto Lab panel. So Vanessa, if you're still there, you can come here and you can see what's in the Keto Lab panel versus what I asked you in the other one. Oh, wow, this has a lot of stuff in it. So yeah, go and do the, you can do the Keto Lab panel and then add some other stuff on, or you can do the comprehensive, where is it? Basic plus thyroid, which has the CBC and the CMP and the TSH.
Are you trying to share your screen?
Oh, didn't I share my screen? Oh, sorry. All right. Sorry. I keep unsharing it and sharing it again because I can see you guys better when it's not shared. All right. So we'll go here and here we go. So in this document that says, or you can just go to Run My Labs, write this down, runmylabs.com. I kept forgetting that there was a dash here and how to spell the page he set up for me. So I created a URL and I pointed here, runmylabs.com. That's easy to remember. And when you get there, this is what it looks like. Has my picture at the top, tells about me, your lab work. Has their menu up here, so you'll scoot away from it. But here's some lab tests that he put together for me. And Vanessa asked about the keto panel. He put together, when we were doing a keto challenge, he put together this special panel, which he recommended getting done at the beginning and then the end, you know, after 3 months to make sure you weren't having any issues. So Vanessa, this is what you did. And it might include almost everything. It just doesn't include the thyroid antibodies. Has the panel sizes. Yeah, it doesn't include some of the other lipids. No, it does. Here's all the lipids. So the thing it doesn't contain is the CMP, the Comprehensive Metabolic Panel. It doesn't contain ferritin and iron, but the iron, I think, is included in the panel. And I think that's about all it doesn't contain. So you don't have to do much more, Vanessa. Okay, let's go. Vanessa's hand up was up next. Can you, it's hard for me to see the people's hands up when I'm in the share screen mode. So if you can help me by unmuting Vanessa. Oh, I found it.
Hi.
Hi, Vanessa.
So two questions in the Facebook you asked me. You said that there's some formula for determining risk if my...
Oh, great. Thank you. The HOMO score. I'm going to find it.
Yeah. And she's got her numbers in the chat.
Okay, we can put them in. And I found a place. I think I might... No, I made a in my resources list, health resources. There's also a keto. I'm going to share that one with you too. I'll open that one in a new page here. Okay, I'm going to put this up, open in a new tab, and then. Oops, I didn't want to do that. It's probably H-O-N, Janice, Homo A-R, okay. Insulin resistance calculator. All right, you can put your numbers in. Okay, so I'm going to save this in my... save it in my health resources file so I can get to it easily. Okay, where'd it go? Okay, so Vanessa, you here? I'm going to put this into the chat. I'm going to put two things in the chat. This one, these are really good. And we'll get to this more when we get to blood sugar, but Vanessa's getting ahead of the game. All right, chat. I've got two screens. So if you see me turning to the side, it's because I have two screens. Okay, so this is the score.
That one doesn't have the A1C. That was okay.
Yeah, so what's your insulin?
Insulin was 6.4 and glucose was 90.
Okay, so yours is 1.4. Healthy range is, you're really at the edge, right? Healthy range is 0.5 to 1.4. Okay, so you're right at the top edge of a good score. Ideally, less than one means that you are totally insulin sensitive. 1.9 is early insulin resistance. So you're somewhere between insulin resistance and that. And I believe, given what you've told me, that you've probably really moved this in the right direction, that you've been working on this for a little while and it's coming into play. I'd really like to see you get it down, you know, to one or below. Okay, which means getting the insulin down and getting the glucose down.
And that's all the sweet spot stuff?
Absolutely, yep.
And I can't sleep at night. I still have so many issues.
Yeah, so what's the issue with sleep?
I wake up at between 1 to 4, and then I can't go back to sleep. And then usually I can usually get a couple hours before I have to get going with my day, but it's very regular. Like, I'm ready to go. Like, if I didn't look at the clock, I think I could just get up and go on with my day.
Interesting. So it sounds like you might be getting a cortisol surge.
Yeah. Should I just get a cortisol test?
Yeah. So here's what I would recommend. First of all, you know, I need to know more about, like, how are you doing on the module one things? Are you doing, have you done like any of the steps? Are you up to step 4, which is where the last email came out?
Yeah, I'm still working on the stress stuff, but I'm doing exercising and a lot of the other stuff I'm doing.
Okay, and the sleep is one that you're struggling with.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's what I would say. Have you ever done a Dutch test or a salivary adrenal test?
I did do a adrenal test. It's been a couple years now, not the Dutch.
Did you do one test and then start working on it and not go back and do another, or did you do multiple?
No, I just did one initially when I was having really bad symptoms, or I was just not feeling great. I had really bad digestive issues, and my adrenal crash came after.
Okay, yeah. So my recommendation with testing, if you're going to test for adrenal issues, is that they need to be followed up. Because first of all, you know, I'm not God. No other doctor's God. We don't know exactly what it's going to take. And are you on the right doses of things? Are you on the diet? So I usually will run an adrenal test and run it 4 months, 3 to 4 months later, depending on what I see. And the Dutch is actually a really good one. I really like the Dutch test better. I'm like,
where do I get down?
If you go to my site, you know, if you go on here onto Body Balance. Okay, if you go to the homepage with where this thing is, the little house, and then you scroll down, there should be one on here that says lab testing. More towards the bottom. I got to get them to put these in alphabetical order because it's so hard to find anything. Okay, so here, start program, lab test order page. And then... you look, you can, if you know that any of the labs you want to order, you can do from here. You know the lab that does it, which in this case it's Precision Analytic, but if you didn't, you just scroll down and look for Dutch. So the one that I would order is, you don't want to do cycle mapping. You don't want to do just adrenal. I mean, you could do just adrenal through them if you wanted to. So you could just do your adrenals. And then the thing I like about it, it gives metabolites and gives the different things throughout the day. And it's based on a urine test. The other thing you can do, so you can do adrenals and sex hormones, or you can do Dutch complete. And Lynn, why are these, we need to let David know that these little graphics are gone.
When yeah, he, I've done that. Because I noticed that on mine as well.
Yeah, I think when we moved the page over from the old site, he didn't change the links to point to the new site. So yeah, so I like the Dutch test complete, my personally. It's a little more expensive. It's like if I click this, US, I click it, it'll tell me what the price is. $310. Okay,
got it.
So just do the adrenal one. It's $175. So you can decide, you know, to just work on the adrenal. If you don't have any sex hormone issues that you want, that you know about, you can just get the adrenal one. But I like it better than the salivary.
One of those test results said that my estrogen was more dominant. Is that right?
Yeah.
Estrogen dominant. Yeah.
Yeah. And do what we recommended to do for that.
I'm sorry.
What did they recommend you do for that?
No, that's just in this latest test I took that you recommended.
Oh, the keto thing?
Yeah. There's a big LDL thing. It's all in red on my results.
Okay. Interesting. So what I'm going to recommend to all of you do is that you use your master tracker and you fill in any labs that you have on your master tracker. And then when we have calls, do it on Google Drive. And then we have calls, you can share that link with me and I can look at it with you. I have been doing this for 25 years, so I can hone in on things quickly. It's harder for me to do it like in the sky when you tell me numbers and I'm trying to like put it all together. Okay.
Yeah. I have mine in there. If it's helpful, I can give you that link, but I can bring it to the next call.
Yeah. I think it's kind of late right now. We've already been on almost 2 hours, but I would say the next call for sure. And you'll have those smaller calls with Lynn and she can usually hone in on that. And if something that's like, I've never seen this before, she'll just let me know and we'll do it. You'll do it with me on the next call. Okay.
And then my last question is, somebody's willing to sell me their pure juicer, which is the cold press one. I think it competes like the Norwalk. Is that worth getting? And where's all the juicing info? Because I know that and a dehydrator you guys recommend.
Yeah. So here's the thing about juicers. You have to ask this big question. Am I going to use it for more than the first week?
Mm-hmm. I know.
Right. And a lot of times they sit and collect dust on the counter. So if you feel like you're making a commitment, like, oh my God, I just spent a few $100 on this juicer, I'm going to do it. If it's $100 or less investment, I would just do it and just really try to get yourself to do it. But if it's any of these big, good juicers, they're generally several hundred dollars.
I would totally do it if it'll help me, like especially sleep.
Yeah.
Like this. Or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, Lynn, do you have any opinions? I'll tell you where you can get, there's lots of recipes in the Green Cleanse piece. There's lots of recipes in Sweet Spot. There's a ton of recipes in the Sweet Spot recipe collection. And the way you would find all these recipe guides is you go again to the extras page and you open, I have to go back to that.
As far as finding a juicer, though, my recommendation is to go to Craigslist.
Well, she has a friend who's willing to sell her it, so it is a second.
Oh, okay. I missed that.
Yeah,
okay.
She has a friend that's willing to sell it to her, so is it worth it is the question. I mean, it's not necessary. I mean, I personally don't do a lot of juice anymore. I just I just don't. And when I do it, if you have issues with blood sugar, you're going to measure your blood sugar.
I was just going to say that.
Even green juice can raise your blood sugar. So what I do is I drink juice mostly when I travel, and I buy organic juice, and then I put chia seeds in it and shake it up, and then it slows down the absorption, and I get lots of veggies in one juice without it raising my blood sugar. But I find that because when I drink, I just drink, and I scarf down a quart in, you know, 15 minutes, and I saw my blood sugar. Not too high, but it went up in the 130s, and I didn't like it. So you just have to be careful of it, of what you do. But it can be very helpful. Like if you have gut issues, celery juice first thing in the morning can be super, super helpful for that. You know, when you're trying to detox, like, you know, juicing things like dandelion, which are kind of bitter, but along with some ginger, and ginger juice for inflammation. So there are a lot of benefits to it. But if you go here to extras and you go down to blood sugar recipe guide, it'll open up that, and there's a whole section on juices.
Okay.
Okay? Let's see. Yeah. Juices. Let's see. Oops. Where did the juices go?
Yeah, because I do the green smoothies. That's been helpful and good, and I know how much you use juices, but it's good for your personal experience. Yeah, because I've got the blood sugar stuff.
Yeah, to just watch the blood sugar. And I generally will put some chia in my blood sugar or avocado in my juice. Or if I'm home and I can blend it, I'll put avocado in there to thicken it up. Avocado tastes really great in the juice. Just makes the green juice taste great. And I love ginger. I love greens with celery and ginger. It's one of my favorites. But there's some good juices there. Okay?
And your recommendation with this.
With what? Okay, you just garbled out. I'm sorry.
On to continue to do the with the with blood. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
With the blood sugar issues and this potential cortisol, do you recommend doing the intermittent fasting still?
You know, I think it's actually good for that.
Okay.
What are you doing at night? I know you had mentioned that you were eating protein first and then not doing, and then you didn't have room for the rest of your food. And you saw my recommendation for that, right?
Yeah. I find it, I do better if I don't eat late, like past 4 typically.
Yeah. Oh, good. Okay. So that's what I wanted to make sure of. You may be having a blood sugar crash. So when you wake up right for now, before you get a cortisol test on, check your blood sugar when you wake up in the middle of the night. And see what it's doing. If it's doing
okay.
Test it before you go to bed. And it should be similar, maybe a little bit lower when you wake up in the middle of the night.
Okay.
Okay. That's a good thing to do as well. I want to show you one more thing, Vanessa, and anybody else who did the keto challenge and wants to do this and is measuring ketones and glucose. There's this thing called the glucose keto index. And I'm going to put this link in the chat. And I've been measuring this on my own. I have a little spreadsheet on my phone and I measure it. So let's just show you. You put in your glucose. So if you put in, like my glucose this morning was 44. Yesterday it was 31 because I fasted. Today was the 6th day of a fast and now I just broke it. But 44 and my ketones were 5.7. So that's going to give me my index, which is 0.43. If you look at what yours are, you can put it in there, you get your index and you can see how good you're doing at what's called autophagy or breakdown of stuff. So if it's less than 1, I'm in the highest therapeutic level of ketosis, very difficult to achieve without a doctor's supervision. But because I'm fasting, that's why it's there. It's not there typically. And 1 to 3, you're in a high therapeutic level of ketosis, for the treatment of whatever. But this is where we're striving for. You're in moderate level of ketosis between 3 and 6 for diabetes, obesity, insulin resistance, metabolic or endocrine disorders. So this is what you want to target for. If you get lower, great, right? But really between 3 and 6 would be where you want to make sense.
Yeah. Would you mind posting that in the
link? I just posted the link in the chat. Oh, wait, I didn't hit enter. Sorry. There it is. It's in the chat. Oh, wait, to Sharon's iPad. Why is it sending just to Sharon?
Everyone. She may have sent you a note, yeah.
Okay. All right. There we go. Sorry. Sharon, you got a couple of notes. Let me see what else I sent to you, Sharon, and I'll. I sent this other calculator to Sharon. Okay, no wonder. And this is the link to the HOMA-B score that I just showed you. And anybody that's, you know, further along and has more testing can do it, but we'll definitely revisit these things. So don't worry about it if you're not getting it right now. Okay. Thank you, Vanessa. Just let us know that you see it. You know, just post back that you see it. Sorry about that. I sent a bunch. Did Sharon send something to me? Okay. If there was something, I don't see it. I don't see. Okay. I don't see where Sharon sent something to me. So I don't know. Sharon, you just got picked as special and I get to write just to you. But if you sent me a private message there, just send it again and I'll see it because now I'll know. Okay. Any other questions? We have a lot of time together. So what I find is people that are, that we work with in these programs that are, you know, dealing with this, a lot of times there's a high level of, I got to do it right. We come from a perfectionist background. We want to do everything right. And we get overwhelmed easily. So, and I'm like that. I've just learned to reverse that. When you look at my genes, I should be a basket case, you know, in a mental institution by now, but I'm not, right? Because I've learned these great tools, and that's what I'm teaching you here. I feel really fortunate that I learned this stuff when I was in my 20s, before I had a lot of, you know, years of whatever. I learned it in my 20s and I reversed things. So that's why I sailed through menopause, and that's why I feel great all the time. I'm going to be 63 next month and I don't feel a day over 30. Seriously. Like, I really don't. The only time I know it is when I see the gray hair and the wrinkles, right? And I go, oh, I'm not 30 anymore. What happened to that nice smooth skin I had back then? But I have more energy than I had in my 20s for sure. Because in my 20s was when I was doing the junk food diet. So just be patient with yourself. Be kind to yourself, right? And go slowly. That's why we did this for 9 months. If I would have offered this as a 3-month program, that would like make you worse than rather than better, because you'd always be feeling stressed. It spread over 9 months. And I pointed out to someone, or someone pointed out to me, 9 months is a gestational period, right? We can rebirth a new you in 9 months, right? So I think it's kind of a neat symbolic thing too. So let's just be friends, and let's just support each other and focus on posting in the Facebook group. I haven't seen a lot of responses to my emails. Hopefully you're getting my emails that say, hey, let's try step 3, and post in the Facebook group. I've given 3 days between each of those emails, because I want you to at least start. It doesn't mean you're complete everything in that one step. I want you to have at least started. Oh, I'm experimenting. I just discovered sea greens. I made Aramaic carrot salad and it was delicious, you know? Let's just share those things and motivate and inspire each other. And we're taking it through slow. So if you started like right with us at the beginning, you probably got my 4th email, which I think was about, let me look. I think it was about water, actually. Let me see. You guys are getting these emails, right? Okay, let me look. I think I just looked beforehand. It was the 4th email, but I think it was hydration. Yeah. So it's going to, in the email, it's just going to be short and sweet, get you motivated, remind you what the last step was, to go back and make sure you're doing it and try this next step. Will you have mastered that whole step? No. Water, I give you a strategy for if you're not drinking enough water, here's some strategies to get you there. Okay, so just like keep moving through. When we get to step 10, which is it's a bulky one. It's a big one. We're going to do it together. Last time we ran this, we didn't do that together and people got lost because it was challenging. So all those people are coming back with us this time and we're going to go through it together. And because elimination diet can be challenging. Yeah.
I'm going to say your name wrong. I just know it. Rani has their hand up.
Rani has her hand up. Okay. And then Rose has her hand up too. All right. And I know it's a Friday night, so I want you guys to be able to, how do I unmute her? But that's,
she is.
Oh, she's unmuted. Oh, okay.
Yes, Rani. I muted her.
Is that how you say it? Rani?
Yes.
Okay. Great. Hi, Rani.
Hi, how are you?
Remind me where you're from.
I'm in Wichita Falls.
Wichita Falls, Texas?
Texas, okay. Yeah.
I'd say not too far, but I think Wichita Falls and Austin are pretty far from each other. But we're in the same state anyway.
Right. I just wanted to, like, I get tired between 2 and 5.
Yep.
I get a little foggy.
Yeah.
I've started doing juicing celery and fruits and vegetables in my... So what do you think I should be?
So I would focus on looking at your lunch, and it may be too high glycemic for you. Get a blood sugar meter. Keto Mojo is a great one because it has ketones and blood sugar. You don't have to do both right now, but you can test your blood sugar and see what's happening with your blood sugar between, you know, say right before lunch to around the afternoon. So that's one of the things. Blood sugar imbalance can cause that. Adrenal can cause that, where you're cortisol levels drop at that time. So here's what it is. We don't do this for that at this point. We will get there, but I want you to just start with the basic stuff. And then when we run some labs and when, you know, we get a little further along, we can determine it. But those are the kinds of things that cause that.
Okay.
So how are you eating? Are you off of gluten and dairy? And we haven't talked about that yet in the program, but that's going to be part of the elimination diet. Are you off of gluten, dairy, and sugar? Fruit in a juice acts like sugar. So you may want to reconsider not putting fruit in there. And if you want that sweet flavor, you can put a little stevia in, or you can get the medicine flower. It has these amazing little flavor extracts that are raspberry and blueberry and strawberry. And you can make these yummy juices that way. Okay. Cause it could be that the juice is causing a high rise in blood sugar and then a plummet crash down. And that's what's happening to you.
Oh. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Can I share something really quick?
Yep.
Just as kind of a response to in talking to some people. I know the first step in module one is to do the assessments. The second one is to do the your why, to understand your why. And then, so what I've been sharing with people is start on that Inspired Health Vision System, and then so you'll do that one day, maybe 15 minutes or so. Then the next day, go over to Transforming Stress and make sure you've signed up for your 30 days of the Transforming Stress System. Then the next day, return back to your big why and look at that for another 10, 15 minutes. Then the next day, go to the water. So you're kind of going back and forth between your why and another step, because there's so much in that second step.
Yeah, the step is too bulky, right? And like that one, it's an important one, but you don't want to stall doing the rest of it because you'll get bored and don't want to keep doing it. So that's a great point. And I've been sending emails about 3 days apart. So they get the Inspired Vision. So when you get the Transforming Stress on that fourth day, then you go ahead and start that, but then you keep coming back and finishing the Transforming Stress while you're working on the other steps. Yeah.
And the other thing that's good about it is your why may shift. You may start to notice shifts in your perspective about your life, your outlook on life. So it's just a really great way, much like we retest for our physical body. Going back to this is a way to retest for your spiritual, emotional body as well. So.
Right. And the point of the why, which is explained in there, is so critical. And a lot of people go, I don't want to do this. And we hear this all the time. I didn't want to do it. I did it. And oh my God, I'm so glad I did. Because a lot of times, especially if you've been having trouble, you know what to do, but you're not doing it. You're just slipping off the wagon. Then the why, knowing your why and keeping that in mind. That's why I have no problem. I don't have discipline, basically. I really don't. I am connected to my why. We did a Strengths Finders in our team, and discipline came out as my 34th dead last bottom, right? I don't have discipline. What I have is a connection to what I want most, and I'm not giving it up. So I know that if I go off and I start eating candy bars again, first of all, if I ate one, I would eat, you know, 14 of them or whatever. You know, if I had Halloween and there was some left, I would eat it all until it was done. And then I would swear I would go on a diet tomorrow. But I've sworn off of it completely, 100%, because I know how bad it is for my body. And I know how good I feel. I feel so great. I'm not trading that for 30 seconds on my tongue of anything, nothing, the 30 seconds on your tongue. So think of it that way. It's 30 seconds on your tongue, really. And then how many pounds around your waist and how much imbalance in your gut and how much energy does it drop? So when you get in touch with your why, you're not going to give it up. If one of your whys is, I really want to be able to play the piano again and these stupid arthritic fingers don't let me do it, like really keep that in mind when you're tempted. And that's why that why is so important. And at the end of that section, there's something we call the portable anchor system. So it's something you can carry around, portable. Anchor meaning it anchors you back to your why, to the most important things. And so when you're in a situation where somebody's offering you chocolate cake and you know you should be eating the salad, you can look at it and go, oh, wait a minute. You use your card and you go, oh, chocolate cake brings me distress, a headache, bloating, and whatever. It takes me further from, you know, and the salad is going to get me on the path to balancing my body so I can play the piano again. It's a super valuable system, and everybody that's gone through it and finished it says how important it is. I think Marsha, I don't know if she's still on the call, but Marsha had said that to me, like, that is so critical, so important. So do it.
Well, and a part of that portable anchor system is you actually have to write things down. And I always say that when you write, that energy has to go up through your arm, through your heart, and up to your head. So it's a real heart-brain connection. Mm-hmm. And so it really connects you. So, yeah.
Like it.
Anyway, I just wanted to pass along what I've found to be helpful.
If
it helps somebody else, that's great.
Yeah, thank you.
And it looks like Rose has her hand up.
Rose had her hand up, yes. Let's open Rose. I'll let you unmute, because if I unmute at the same time, we'll mute her. It's like a double negative, right? Is it not able to? Oh, there she is.
Yeah.
Yeah, there she is. Where's Rose?
Hi,
Rose.
Hi. I went back to my page because I participated in the Healthy Keto Challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried to go into there, but I'm not allowed access to it.
The Healthy Keto Challenge. Did you purchase the recordings for that?
No.
Okay, so the page there is the page on the site is for people who purchased the upgrade to the recordings.
Okay, but was that where that calculator was at? That's what I was trying to find.
No. The calculator I just showed you is a separate website, somebody else's website.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so just click that link in the chat and you'll get this page. It's on the Keto Mojo site.
All right. Thank you. I misunderstood. I was trying to get into the wrong thing.
Yeah. I mean, at some point, like, this is their thing, but I can put the calculator up. I can put my own calculator up because I have one in my spreadsheet, and I can actually give you guys access to a little. I have to figure out how to do that, but I will see if we can put those on. We'll certainly do that when we get to the glucose balancing section. We're going to add that.
I'm looking forward to that part.
Great. Now, I know you're looking forward to that part, and I want to tell everybody who's looking forward to a specific part, do the work before that, because here's what happens. If you do the work before it, it's going to be a lot less work when you get to that part.
That's true.
Right?
And I'm doing really good on the water, and I have a reverse osmosis system now that I'm using. So I'm cooking with that water now and drinking that water. I got 5 20-ounce glass water bottles because I couldn't keep track of, how many times did I fill this bottle?
Yeah, I know, right?
So I went and bought 4 more.
Yeah, that's perfect. It's that visual too. You're like, whoops. And we're finishers. I know if you're like me, it's like, oh, wait, I didn't finish. I got to finish, you know? Whereas if I didn't know how many it was, I might've only had one. And I made that mistake the very first day of my fast. I didn't fill my, I have a 64 ouncer, and I usually fill my 64 ouncer, and that's my water for the day. And I hadn't done that. And I'm like, how many of these have I drunk? This is a 32. How many of them have I had so far? And I found myself, my throat was super dry and I couldn't talk very well. And I found my skin was parched and my bowels were drop, you know, I couldn't, you know, it was crazy. Like, whoa, I'm dehydrated. And I was, here's the thing. If you ever notice that you feel like you have to pee and you don't pee very much, it's not necessarily a urinary tract infection. Be dehydration. And that's what happened to me that first day. I'm like, I usually can hold it for a really long time. And I go to pee and they're like, hardly anything's coming out. So I just loaded up on water that night and then the next day, and then it was normal again.
It helps too.
Dehydration can cause so many symptoms. You'll see it on the water page. So many things that are caused by dehydration that we try to find some fancy, you know, diagnosis and cure for.
Is that when you mentioned about your throat, you know, being dry? I'm finding that sometimes in the evening, I don't know if it's that it's actually a sore throat because it's not like down in my throat. But if you just take your finger and put it at the end of your chin and then go right straight back, I have some discomfort there. But after I go to sleep and wake up in the morning, it's gone. But I only get
right
that
here
at night.
You mean under your chin like this, outside or in your mouth?
No, on the outside of your chin, like what you're doing right now.
Interesting.
I don't know why it does that. And it'll happen a couple of nights a week. And I'll think, because when it first started happening, I thought, well, does that mean I'm going to be getting a sore throat because I had been with the grandkids for the day now? And I'm thinking,
pass some blood to me. Because there's a cartilage there. It's called the cricoid cartilage. It's a little like a ring-shaped cartilage right around there. I've never heard of anybody having that one sore. So it's interesting. It may be hydration.
And I can feel like I can feel like a bump there.
Well, keep an eye on that because that there may be something, girl. There may be a cyst or something in there.
Okay. If you take your thumb and your index finger and go back, you know, there's two bumps on each side. There's a bump on each side.
I'm feeling mine now. I'm feeling if that's maybe
I have that.
Yeah, I think there's just that's the shape of the cartilage.
Okay.
You know, one thing your conversation reminds me of, there's a product called Rehydration. It's they're homeopathic drops. I know I need to take them because sometimes you will drink all this water, but you're really not absorbing it.
Yeah.
And so it's by Energetics. Mm-hmm. That really helps me to actually become hydrated.
Yeah, and a lot of people find that to be the case. They're like drinking like crazy, but doesn't get in their cells. Right. A lot of times because our water has been through so many processes, like if you look at the spring, like it's running and moving and the molecules are just in motion. And then when we take that water, well, first it goes through the plant at the in our town and it gets chlorine and fluoride and everything added to it. And then we're not going to drink it with chloride and fluoride. Then we put it through all these processes. By the time it gets to us, it's very still and stagnant and it doesn't have that motion. And a lot of people theorize that it's not, the molecules are not lined up nicely. They're all just clumped and they don't get into the cells as well. And so these things, these different homeopathic, there's different kinds of things you can do actually make it more able to penetrate. And there was a blog, we did a blog talk radio a few years back with a doctor. I don't know if Lynn has, she always has things handy, but that was very,
Gerald Pollack.
What was his name? Joel Pollack?
Gerald Pollack. He's
Gerald
at the University of Washington.
Okay. I think if you go to my blog, my site, if you put his name in the chat, people can copy it. If you just go to my blog, which is drritamarie.com/blog, you just put his name in the search field and you should find it. And there's a recording of me interviewing him about water.
Yes.
A lot of people don't have enough, not because they don't drink enough, but because they're not absorbing.
Yep. It's the power of water to impact your health.
That's
the link to it.
Oh, good. She put the health in. And now the other thing on supplements, and it's in your Save on Supplements guide, but I'll remind you, if you want, like a lot of the brands that I like, I was sending people all over the place. I buy this on Amazon, buy this on Seeking Health, buy this here and there. And we found this distributor that carries most of my favorite brands. So it's in the Save on Supplements guide, and it's also unstoppablenutrients.com. Because I can't remember the link to their site, so I have to make up these little URLs that I can remember. Unstoppablenutrients.com. And my code is like RL something. Let me look it up again. That's the part I don't remember. I can't find a URL that I can give you that with. RL1511. And they give you 10% off on your first order. And I'm just going to put this, I'm going to copy this from the ERC newsletter and I'll put it in here. It's all in the Save on Supplements guide too. So it's really cool. And we're going to work with them to see if we can create like specials periodically and special bundles. They have an ability to create bundles. So we may work with them on that. But it's good stuff. And they're the first time I found somebody that carried some of the obscure brands. There we go.
That sounds great. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. All right. Any other questions or comments? Is everybody good? This went really long, but there's still 31 of you on the call. A bunch dropped off, but there's still a lot of you on the call. So I'm excited. I really appreciate your enthusiasm and I appreciate that you're here on a Friday night. So I'm going to go in and have the rest of the night with my family. And I'm very excited to have you here. And this is just the beginning. So just take a breath. Whenever you feel that you're feeling overwhelmed, focus on your heart and take a breath. If you haven't signed up for the Transforming Stress, go to step 2 and click the button. And every day you're going to get a message from me that walks you through. Those messages are audio and they're about 5 minutes long is all. The first one is longer. It's 20 because it's explaining the process and why it's, the research behind it. But after that, it's every day, just a 1 minute little, 5 minute little video that reminds you, it takes you through. And I guide you through adding some new processes each, every, 5 or 10 days. So I highly recommend it. We have people who then download those right to their computer or they actually download them to their phone and they play them and they stick the headset in and they play them every day over and over and over again. Okay. Thank you guys.
Thank you.
Bye. Yeah. Just make sure to take it at your pace. A couple of people have been asking about, if I do this, going back to that perfectionism, if I do it this way, then I'll always be on track. And I really encourage you, just go at the pace, pull out your calendar, say, this is my sacred 15, 20 minutes every day that I'm working on this, and you'll build up your habits just by consistently doing that. Just those small and simple steps will take you there. So
I'm going to say too, because I'm sending them emails every 3 days. When you get the new email, read it, go take a look at that module. See if there's anything like real quick and easy that you go, oh yeah, I got to do that. And then keep working on the stuff that you were working on before. When we get to the elimination diet, I really want, wherever you are, it doesn't matter if you've done everything beforehand to get there. I want you to work with that together. So it doesn't matter if you're only on step 6. We're going to work on that together. Okay? And you'll have plenty of time within that to like work on the other stuff too. Okay? We good? I'm going to unmute you all and say goodnight. So on a count of 3, we can all say goodnight. 1, 2, 3. Goodnight.
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 Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Nice.
Thank God. I'm going to save the chat so I can see it right away.
Bye.
Bye.